Before we look at the special rules concerning rollover relief and depreciating assets, let us first define the term depreciating assets. A depreciating asset for CGT purposes is similar to a wasting asset. A wasting asset, you'll recall, is an asset with a useful life of less than 50 years. A depreciating asset is either a wasting asset or an asset which will become a wasting asset within the next 10 years. Therefore, a depreciating asset is an asset with a useful life not exceeding 60 years. Plant and machinery is always regarded as having a useful life of less than 60 years and is therefore a depreciating asset. The other common type of depreciating asset is a lease of less than 60 years on land and buildings used in the business. We will consider the situation when a trader sells an asset and replaces it with a depreciating asset. As far as rollover relief is concerned, where the asset being purchased is a depreciating asset, we do not take the gain on the original asset and roll it over against the base cost of the replacement. If the replacement asset is a depreciating asset, relief is given by freezing the gain on the old asset for a certain period of time. Let us illustrate this by way of an example. A trader sells a qualifying asset, here it is a building, in July 2010. Proceeds are £200,000, giving rise to a gain of £80,000. The old asset is replaced with another qualifying asset, this time being fixed plant and machinery. The replacement is bought in May 2010, i.e. in the 12 months before the original asset is sold. The fixed plant and machinery cost £180,000. Here you will see that all of the conditions for rollover relief have been satisfied. Both assets are used in the trade. Both assets are on the list of qualifying assets, and the reinvestment takes place within the 4-year time window. However, the way in which we defer the capital gain in this instance is slightly different, because the replacement asset, i.e. the asset purchased, is a depreciating asset. The first thing to notice is that not all of the sale proceeds have been reinvested in the replacement asset. The trader has retained cash of £20,000. Therefore, as is the case for normal rollover relief, of the gain of £80,000, £20,000 will be immediately chargeable to capital gains tax, whilst the remaining £60,000 will be deferred. The way in which we defer the gain is not by rolling the £60,000 against the base cost of the plant and machinery. Instead, this £60,000 is frozen. This means that this amount will not be charged to capital gains tax until the happening of a certain future event. Where the replacement asset is a depreciating asset, the deferred gain is not rolled over and the base cost of the plant and machinery remains at £180,000. At some point in the future, this frozen gain will crystallize and become chargeable. The frozen gain crystallizes on the earlier of three events. The frozen gain will become chargeable if the depreciating asset, i.e. the plant and machinery, is sold by the trader. If the trader stops using the plant and machinery within his trade, for example, the machine is used for a non-business purpose, this will also crystallize the frozen gain. If neither of these two events happens, the frozen gain will automatically crystallize no later than 10 years after the acquisition of the depreciating asset. In our example, the plant and machinery was purchased in May 2010. Therefore, the frozen gain of £60,000 will unfreeze in May 2020 at the very latest. Let us illustrate how this works by way of an example. From the previous example, we have a frozen gain of £60,000. This gain is frozen when the original building was sold in July 2010. The trader bought plant and machinery in May 2010. The base cost of this plant and machinery is £180,000. Assume that the trader sells the machinery in June 2011 for £195,000. The base cost of the machine is £180,000, giving a gain of £15,000. We add this to the gain on the sale of the plant and machinery, giving total gains in June 2011 of £75,000. There is one more slightly unusual point to cover with regard to depreciating assets, and this is something that many tax practitioners refer to as parking. A special relief is available if a gain is frozen on a depreciating asset, and before that gain crystallizes, the trader purchases a non-depreciating asset. By non-depreciating asset, we mean an asset that does have a life of more than 60 years, such as land or buildings. In this instance, the frozen gain can be rolled over and set against the base cost of the new non-depreciating asset. This relief is known as parking because it effectively allows a trader to temporarily park a capital gain into a depreciating asset until such time as a non-depreciating asset is purchased. The effect of this relief is to extend the reinvestment period for rollover relief. This is a slightly strange relief, so we shall illustrate it by running through an example. A trader sells a building used in his trade in July 1999. Proceeds are £200,000, giving rise to a gain of £80,000. The trader uses the money to reinvest in a depreciating asset, such as fixed plant and machinery, which cost £180,000. The depreciating asset was bought in December 2000. That is well within the permitted reinvestment period. You will see here that the trader has retained cash of £20,000, and this will be immediately chargeable to capital gains tax. The gain to be deferred is therefore £60,000. As the replacement asset is a depreciating asset, the £60,000 will not be rolled over, but will instead be frozen. This frozen gain will crystallize, either when the depreciating asset is sold, or in December 2010, that is 10 years after purchase. Assume that it is now November 2010. You have noticed from your file that a frozen gain of £60,000 is going to crystallize in 1 month's time. You therefore advise your client to purchase a non-depreciating asset, such as a building, which he does in November 2010. The building cost £500,000. Because a non-depreciating asset has been acquired by the trader before the frozen gain becomes chargeable, HMRC allow us to take the gain of £60,000 and roll it against the base cost of the building. The base cost of this new asset for CGT purposes is now reduced to £440,000. The frozen gain of £60,000 has now disappeared. Effectively, what this rule has allowed our trader to do is to make a capital gain in July 1999 and have it rolled over against a building that he bought in November 2010, i.e. over 11 years later. Remember that we only use the depreciating assets rule when the asset being purchased has a useful life of less than 60 years. If this situation is the other way around, i.e. a trader sells a machine and uses the money to buy a non-depreciating asset such as a building, the normal rollover relief rules will apply. Therefore, if a trader makes a gain on the sale of a machine and reinvests the proceeds within 3 years in a shop, the gain on the machine will be rolled over and will reduce the base cost of the shop. There are no frozen gains in this example because the replacement asset is not depreciating. Finally, in this session, if a trader reinvests into a depreciating asset and there is a frozen gain, if the trader dies before the frozen gain crystallizes, the gain does not become chargeable at the point of death, but is instead cancelled. This fits with the general principle that the revenue do not charge capital gains tax as a result of a disposal on death. We shall finish this session by attempting one practice question. This is a tricky multiple choice question, so do think it through before answering. We are told that Lance sold a workshop. Lance made a gain of £150,000 on the sale of the workshop. Lance used part of the proceeds to acquire a 30-year lease on a small shop. The lease cost £300,000. Both the freehold workshop and the leasehold shop are qualifying assets, so part of Lance's gain can be deferred under the rollover relief rules. However, as the replacement asset, i.e. the 30-year lease, is a depreciating asset, we must use the special rules. The first thing to note is that Lance has not reinvested the whole of his sale proceeds. The cash retained, i.e. £100,000, will be immediately chargeable to capital gains tax. The remainder of the gain, that is £50,000, will be deferred. As the replacement asset is a depreciating asset, the £50,000 will be frozen until the new asset, i.e. the lease, is sold. In May 2013, Lance sells the lease on the shop for £280,000. He makes no other disposals in the year. Remember that Lance bought a 30-year lease, so now, 1 year later on, Lance is selling a lease which now has 29 years to run. Therefore, in order to calculate the gain on the sale of this short lease, we must refer to our lease depreciation tables. The depreciation tables tell us that the factor for a 30-year lease is 87.330, whilst the factor for a 29-year lease is 86.226. The lease was sold for £280,000. From this, we deduct the cost of the lease. However, to calculate the allowable cost, we multiply the base cost by the number of years remaining at the date of sale, divided by the number of years remaining at the date of purchase. The base cost of the lease is £300,000. Therefore, we multiply this by 86.226 over 87.330. The allowable cost is therefore £296,207. Lance has therefore made a capital loss on the sale of the lease of £16,207. The sale of the lease will also crystallise the frozen gain of £50,000. There is therefore one gain and one loss in May 2013, i.e. the frozen gain becomes chargeable, but there is a loss on the sale of the lease. Where there is a gain and loss in the same year, we know we have to net these off. Lance therefore has a gain on the sale of the lease of £33,793. As I said at the start of the question, this is a complicated multiple choice question and tests a variety of points. First of all, it tests your understanding of how to deal with rollover relief when the replacement asset is a depreciating asset. In the second part of the question, it tests whether you remember to depreciate the base cost of a lease when it has less than 50 years to run at the date of sale. This concludes this lecture on rollover relief and depreciating assets.